Welcome to Postcast tonight. David Locke along with Ron Boone. The 11-game win streak is over. The Jazz lose 100-81, and the offense really just looked back like it did at the very beginning of the year, almost eerily reminiscent of the struggles the Jazz had offensively coming out of the shoot, coming out of All-Star break, as the Jazz, after the first quarter, shot 22 of 66 for 33%. They opened the game making a bunch of threes, but then only hit two the rest of the way and really fell flat offensively. Had a bunch of times where they had some looks and you felt like they were making the run back, but then weren't able to put enough together and they lose it 100-81. I want to talk about Portland's defense tonight because it's a really interesting defense. When you look at this lineup, I tell you, they have Ed Davis, Zach Collins, and Yusuf Nurkic. They don't have a single rim defender. You would never think this is a good rim defense. It's the number one restricted area defense in the NBA. At the same time, they allow some of the fewest threes in the league. How do they do it?
Well, the Jazz do theirs with Rudy, obviously, because teams want to go away from him. He alters shots and he blocks shots. I think collectively they do a great job of just mucking up the paint. And you saw that tonight that the Jazz could not get any crease passes. There were no lobs. And they were unable to break the defense down only a few times and put the ball into Derek Favors or Rudy Gobert's hands where they could score around the rim. So that makes a big difference. The Jazz with 42 points in the paint tonight. The Portland Trail Blazers had 40. Now, that would be about right for Portland, but that's not good for the Utah Jazz. So you have to give the credit to the Portland Trail Blazers by the way they just muck up the paint to the point where that restricted area anyway.
So it was interesting, points of the paint is such a different number. Like, they love it if you take that short floater, if they pull from the mid-range or do any of those things. The Jazz just never got that. In Portland, that third quarter, the Jazz just got that ball popping and they were rolling. That never happened again tonight.
And like I said, I would love to have seen them with some dribble handoffs. Those dribble handoffs, I think, gets the defense scrambling, gets the defense moving, having to fight over picks. And before you know it, they're looking at, getting some open looks, something that they're very accustomed to getting and shots that they're very accustomed to making. That did not happen tonight. And I don't know, you just don't expect a streak to last forever, but you would have liked to see a better fight than what the Jazz had tonight.
So you said this at the end of the game, and I always have a hard time, maybe as a former player, as a non-player, I never want to question a player's fight. But I always think it's hard to tell if a team's playing hard when they can't make shots.
Well,
I don't think there's ever been a team that misses shots that looks like they're playing hard.
Okay, you can look at this a few different ways. And some coaches and players think that your defense is going to drive your offense, meaning steals, very aggressive blocking shots, and just scrambling, just a scrappy team, where a lot of times your offense can drive your defense. And what I mean by that is if the Jazz were executing their offense and getting those and making those open looks, that brings that defense out now. I mean, they got to concentrate more on defending the perimeter. Maybe now you get some of those little shots in the paint that the Jazz struggle getting during the course of the ball game. It's puzzling. I've always thought that your offense always drives your defense and making great plays and that type of thing. But, coaches look at it a different way.
Zach Guthrie said to us at halftime, you got to have some of these search dribbles where you go around the other side. We never saw any of those things actually take place.
Well, your dribble handoffs can create something like that. Rubio was the one that was doing a lot more of that by just keeping that dribble alive, making the defense defend you a lot longer than they normally do, and creating switches, mismatches. I just think that dribble handoffs really gets the Jazz offense going and makes the defense move their feet to the point where you break it down, all of a sudden you have a slip move, now you can kick it to the corner, you got an open three-point shot. And the Jazz are very good at making open shots.
The brutal thing in all of this is when you fall behind to Portland and they got C.J. McCollum and Damian Lillard coming at you, it is hard to be able to put the clamps down enough defensively to get this thing rolling. And that's where, as they played from behind and they kept trying to – if you didn't knock every shot down as you were coming back, you knew that C.J. and Damian were going to do it. Kylie Young, who was doing stats on our TV truck, just told me that the Blazers started 1 of 9 in the mid-range and finished 5 of 5. So, you know, late in the game, they're suddenly taking the mid-range shots you want them to take, and they're knocking them down.
Isn't it amazing? You think that, okay, they have two scores. Two guys are going to take 40 of their 90-something shot attempt that they get a ball game. And you would think that, okay, we just have to shut those guys down, force them to give the basketball up, make somebody else beat us. But you just can't do it with these guys, especially when they have the ball in their hands. They're just so good at breaking you down and just creating havoc. But they have three guys that can do that as well. So it's I'm sure if there was a remedy to that, Quinn Snyder would have figured it out. But, you know, just another one of those. We went up to Portland and just took everything away from them. Shot the basketball well. I mean, we looked really good doing it. And they just returned a favor here tonight.
Jazz still lead this season series 2-1. The final one tonight, 20 turnovers. And the turnovers early were really awful. In fact, Joe Ingles, not to single out one guy, though Joe Ingles had 3 tonight. They were really unusual from him. I mean, that's actually the only reason I'm singling out, because he doesn't usually throw the ball. That was kind of an old Joe Ingles thing. Mo Harkless had a career-high 6 steals tonight with his length. He was guarding Donovan for a lot of the night. The turnovers, though, were pretty equally distributed. Jay Crowder had 4. Rubio had 3. Donovan had 2. Gobert had 2. Royce O'Neal had 2. But they really, the Jazz, just almost as though they played, almost as though they tried to play that dribble penetration, break at the 45, kick the ball out, move it around game. But when they broke at the 45 and tried to kick it out, yeah, it was getting intercepted.
Yeah, 20 turnovers, 22 points off of those turnovers. But Joe Ingles' passes were like, what was he doing? I mean, what was he thinking? Or, I mean, that's the kind of passer that was. And because you're not accustomed to see him doing that, it was like he just one of those practice passes I tell you about, you know, that eventually gets there because no one's guarding you. But, you know, David, this is a bad loss. You know, you're fighting Portland and other teams to try to get into the playoffs. This is only the 10th loss for the Jazz of the year. So that streak can't last forever, and just like for it to be a better basketball game.
The only thing I kind of mentioned all week long, and I'll just say it again, sitting at 30-28, and everyone's talking about 46 wins in your final 24 games. That means you got to go 16-8. It means when you drop a game that you thought you were going to win, probably like tonight, you only got 8 chances to go make it up. Yeah. This is going to be a really, really hard effort to try to make it back and get into the playoffs. I don't know the final. New Orleans won an overtime game tonight in Miami on a buzzer beater or late shot by Drew Holiday. And I didn't see the final out of Denver yet. I'm looking forward right now. The Nuggets went and beat the Spurs 122-119. So there's not a lot of window here. You got to fight through. It's going to be hard to get these.
Yeah, we're definitely going to need some help. You know, and don't forget, these other teams are struggling. Not struggling, but they're trying to win basketball games as well. But the same time the Jazz were at this 11-game winning streak, Denver was winning, Portland was winning, Minnesota was winning. All of those teams were winning there as well. So just think where the Jazz would not be if they didn't have that 11-game win streak. We'd be totally out of it right now.
It's great to be in it. We'll see if they can get it going tomorrow against Dallas. This is Postcast on Locked On Jazz, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.